USA Radio News.
Rough terrain and rainfall are hampering the search for clues into why a China Eastern plane fell from the sky and crashed into a wooded mountainside, presumably killing all 132 people on board. Searchers using hand tools and sniffer dogs were combing the large debris field for the black boxes containing flight data and cockpit voice recorders. Investigators say it's too early to speculate on the cause of the crash. A tornado tore through parts of New Orleans and nearby areas, ripping down power lines and scattering debris in a part of the city that had been heavily damaged by Hurricane Katrina. Officials confirmed one person is dead and several others injured. Other tornadoes spawned by the same storm system hit parts of Texas and Oklahoma, killing one person and causing multiple injuries and widespread damage. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
The U.S. Senate Majority Leader is speaking out about increasing costs and rising inflation.
Americans are getting increasingly concerned about rising costs for goods like gas and food. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, accuses Democrats of not addressing inflation.
Unfortunately, Washington Democrats' response to these hardships has been as misguided as the war on American energy and runaway spending that helped create them.
The Biden administration says Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused the latest spike in oil prices and has called on Congress to pass the president's Build Back Better Act. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Michigan's unemployment agency hired 169 people previously convicted of misdemeanors or felonies to handle jobless claims. An audit report released Friday by Michigan's Auditor General confirmed these findings. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Six high school-aged students were killed following a semi-truck crash in Oklahoma on Tuesday afternoon. The incident took place about 120 miles south of Oklahoma City. Officials said they're not clear what led to the crash. Prices are increasing everywhere we look, and it's impacting a wide range of services. Lance Pry reports.
U.S. wages are increasing, but not nearly enough to keep up with the soaring costs of gasoline and rent. According to a new analysis by the Urban Institute, by January, rents in the average metropolitan area had increased 15% over the prior year. Hourly wages only rose about 5% over that same time frame. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Poll numbers keep plummeting for President Joe Biden. A new Emerson College poll shows President Biden down 12 points in favorability with his predecessor, former President Donald Trump. According to the poll, 59% of voters expressed a somewhat or very favorable view of Trump, while 47% had a somewhat or very favorable view of Biden. The two are more closely matched in a hypothetical 2024 election where Trump leads Biden 45 to 42%. The Academy Awards love a comeback story, and this Sunday, the Academy Awards will try to bounce back from a 2021 ceremony plagued by pandemic restrictions and record low ratings. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.